Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. Hey, we here?
Hello, we are on. We are live.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Stella Bobo Panda B. Yeah, me holiday.
Johnny Moore, Johnny Moore. Hey, y'all. I just had to get I had to give it in for myself. Cool, I'm tired today. Hey, welcome to the humanness of it all. It's Nika and
Joy.
Right here. You definitely need double joy in your life. Okay, first of all, everyone that's listening, thank you for joining us in on this Thursday evening. I don't know if it's raining across the country or if it's just where we are. We're in two totally different locations, and it's raining and it's chilly. So I hope everybody's bundled up and safe and got a warm spot. We would like to, first of all, just give a complete shout-out to the heavens, to the gods, a happy solar return, happy birthday, happy Earth Day to the one and only fabulous Joy Joy. Can we just tell her happy birthday, y'all?
Ooh,
happy
birthday, thank you, Nika.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
I really feel like that's the best way, that's the best time to celebrate. Like, I like holidays for the kind of the look of them, the tradition, but birthdays are just always like a new celebration. Like, every year is different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's your day. This is my special day.
It's your day.
It represents me. You know, of course, I may share with other people. And for me, it's always exciting to meet a fellow Scorpio, or it's always exciting to meet someone who's actually born on the same day as me. For me, it's always exciting. I always got to give it up. But birthdays are exciting because it's for you. It's your day. It is your day.
I always tell people, do something. Just whatever you want to do. And then what I like about birthdays that's different from other holidays is, okay, say, for instance, Christmas. Christmas is kind of the same. What I mean is there's not really any progression. It's still Christmas. However, birthdays mark time passing in your own life. So you can look back a year ago and say, hey, you know, what did I change? How did I change? How did I, you know,
exactly.
how did I progress? Whatever. So it always marks another time to reflect on the last year you had. So I think it's an absolute awesome day to celebrate. So I wish we were in the same place. I would have definitely taken you out for some cake and wine or
Well, I did get a bottle of wine.
Shout out to my friend. We call him what's the term she uses? I can't even think about it, but that's my friend for like 20 plus years. I got a bottle of wine.
Oh.
We broke it open together. And she's actually one of my friends every year. She celebrates me even when I'm like, I don't feel like doing nothing. She's like, no, we're gonna do something. She'll take me out to eat. Well, so I appreciate you, DK. That's my role dog. That's my bestie. That's the day one. Yes. So shout out. Another year, and I'm grateful. I'm tremendously grateful.
That's right. And the world is better for having you another year. Are you a red or a
Thank
white?
Thank you. Are you red or white?
Am I red or white? In terms of wine.
I'm absolutely, I like both, but I was like a red or a white. I'm a red. I love red wine. But I know sometimes red wine can be real dry and kind of strong, like do that little, you know. But I'm a red. I go for the red.
Okay.
I like the red.
Yeah. They have some nice sweet reds now that I didn't even know about.
They do.
I don't really like sweet, but I don't like super sweet like Moscato and that kind of thing. I mean, I like it, but I can't drink too much of it because then I'll just be sick. So
I don't like really, really, really sweet stuff, but when it comes to wine, see, I'm not a drinker. I'm not a drinker at all. So when I do drink, I like the little fruity, sweet. So drinks that kind of swoop up on you, that's mine.
That are fun.
So
you want it to be fun.
So
I hear
my
you.
Wine, I do. The one I got is a sweet red wine. So I like the sweet ones. I mean, even though I'll drink the other ones, but I like the sweet ones.
Right. That's cool. But yeah, so happy birthday to you, and we're glad
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, okay, so let's see what's going on. We are tonight, like I said, I am in a low energy. I don't know what's going on. I heard that, what is it, is Scorpio in retrograde or something? You would know, right, Scorpio?
Oh, my God. I'm honestly, Ms. Mika, I'm not even into the whole, I'm not. And I know a lot of my friends, people I know, they're into the signs, and they'll tell me about myself and all that.
Do you believe in that? Do you see things that match your personality when you
don't.
Look up?
I mean, I do, but then I don't. The only thing that I don't like, you know, in regards to Scorpio, and I always have to, when I people ask me, you know, what's your sign, when's your birthday, I always say, you know, Scorpio and November 3rd, and then I have to follow up with, we are more than what we're known for. Because, you know, Scorpios are known for being very freaky, very sexual people.
Absolutely.
And it's not that we're very sexual, we're very intimate and we love hard. But I think that's true for a lot of signs. It's not just Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't really get, I honestly don't get into it. But I know people who do. I really don't. I don't know. I guess it's because I haven't just really taken the time to.
Yeah. No, I think it's just fun. It's just when you see, you know, certain things that are kind of, and I don't know, some of it might be what we hear about makes us, you know, we kind of act toward that. But, yeah, we do hear that about Scorpio. However, they
we are so much more than
like
that,
your,
y'all. We are so much more
but
than that. And it's so hard. But it is. It's so hard, Mika. I'm so serious because I'm telling you, I'll get the, that's why. And, really? And, you know, and I'm just
we mean that in fun. I think all of the signs we kind of well, some people take it really seriously, but I'm like it's just funny to me. So me and my sisters, one of them sent me a little picture and it had like where's your heart at based on your sign.
Mm-hmm.
So it had like a little stick figure of a man, and for each month each sign it had that, and then so it showed where your heart was. So like. One of my sisters is a Pisces, so it had little hearts, like, all over her body, meaning, like, Pisces are, like, super emotional, and they fall in love. That's what they're supposed to be. So we're like, okay, that's accurate. Then my other sister, hers was somewhere else, and then I'm a Capricorn. So, like, Capricorn was the only sign that had nothing on it. So they're like, you have no heart. I'm like, dang, that is not even, you know what I'm saying? That's not true. I'm like, but I can't. I understand why they're saying that, but it's really not true. It's really not. But anyway,
thank you, and that's how I feel. It's just like, no, that's not true.
I know. It's just hilarious, though. But yeah, so you were saying, like, so you always get that from people, and this is a good segue into what we're talking about tonight. And we're going to be talking about, what were we talking about, like, dating and traditional versus the modern dating.
Traditional versus the modern day dating. Oh my God. I'm having a, and it was just because you, me and Ms. Nika, we talk about what we're going to talk about, the topic. And so this was on my heart. So I was like, can we please talk about this? So I just want to, you know, just get some stuff off my chest. And then not only that, but just get some of my people's feedback. That's why I would love for you guys to call in, just to get some feedback, because.
Yeah,
I'm confused. I'm just really sitting back with my mouth open, like.
Okay, so what's different now? First of all, let me just say this: have you ever participated in like online dating?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And sometimes I feel like that is the issue.
Is it? So
yes, because and the reason
like,
I. The reason I say that, I'm sorry, Nika, I'm going to cut you off, but the reason I say that is because I feel like my generation and my era was kind of like the ending part of the organic dating or the organic way of meeting somebody. It's hard. It really is. It's very, very hard because, one, You have to, especially with the online dailies, apps and stuff like that. And there's only one that I use, so I don't want nobody to think I'm just like crazy and I'm just off. So just one. That
hey,
I, that
that's
I have
all right.
Used before.
Everybody's doing it.
But one of my fears is, one, you know, okay, if I meet somebody, cool. But I know other people that I know that are on these apps too. And have you met the same person that I've met? Because I've met people.
Oh.
You know, so that's one of my fears. Like, okay, yeah I met
I
you. I
think
you're pretty cool. But then I think about, like, okay, I know other people who have also been on the same app and are, you know, have you met this same person? Have you run into the same person?
Wow.
So that's one of the things I think about. Because a lot of them will say, because honestly, how it started off for me was it was honestly entertainment. A friend of mine who I go to church with, she actually met her son's father on a dating app. And so everything was going well. And she was just like, Joy, you know, why don't you, you know, go on the app? And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I went on there, made a profile or whatever. And honestly, it was just entertainment because some of the people, there's some characters on some of these apps. So it was honestly entertainment. So I didn't have any expectations. I wasn't really, it was just like, okay, if I run into somebody, cool. If not, cool. So it was one of those things where, like, I would have it installed, and then it'd be like, okay, I'm getting tired of this, uninstall, you know, because I was tired of little beams and messages and things like that. So some guys would say, oh, yeah, I've taken the app down, and I've met you, I'm not on the, oh, okay, cool, that's nice. So when I decide to go back on, you know, because I'm bored or need some entertainment, I'm going on and scrolling, and I see you on there. But you didn't tell me that you didn't look it down. You didn't make it a point, and you didn't tell me that you didn't took your profile down after meeting me. So, number two, I feel like just social media, period, has allowed us, one, we've gotten real money. And then two, it allowed us to really just create a facade. And sometimes some people, you know, you'll see them online, look, everything looks great online, and then when you meet them in person and really get to know them, it's like, no, what you told me was not, it was not. You know.
Let me ask you this, because I've heard some really success stories of people on that met online, and then I heard some really craziness. I mean, we heard some really, I mean, tragic stuff, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that can happen anywhere. But what I'm saying is, do you think that we miss something that's almost like a sixth sense from being right in the presence of a person when you meet them? Like, you know how you're around someone and you just can kind of feel their energy, like whether, you know, they might have the best day or they might be super friendly. Do you think that that's being lost in these online exchanges? Like, just that first sense of, oh, he's crazy. Nope. Or, hey, you know, they might be cool. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's being lost in this?
I think so in some situations. I think so in some situations. Just like I say, when you go back to, you know, everything looks good online, and then when I meet you, it's like, no. And then in some situations, you know, it's early enough to where you can be like, okay, I'm good, and just continue it. And then other situations, if you've been, you know, talking to, because, you know, some people like to, you know, I want to talk to you first and kind of gauge you before we actually meet, which is fine. You know, but sometimes after that talking, engaging and stuff like that, you know, sometimes a little, I mean, in some situations, depending on, you can maybe get a little feeling or a little something, and you have that connection. So I think so. I really do. I think so because I've had situations where I have met guys online. We've just chatted online, and then I've seen them, like, out, and they act like they don't, you know, like, you don't seem like, you can't speak. Like, you can't speak to me if we're out. And I've had other people tell me that they've had that same experience where they've met some guy online, they've chatted with them online, seen them in the store, seen them out, and they don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, I was
really
just chatting. Yeah. So
what?
I don't know. I feel like social media, it does something to people. Like, it does something to people in regards to finding relationships and meeting a person. Because, like I said, I still remember the time when we used to go to the mall, we used to go to the skating ring and stuff like that, and guys would come to me and be like, can I get your digits? Can I get them seven
Oh my gosh.
You know, so,
and then you play so hard to get. Like, they really had to impress you.
Yeah,
they couldn't just
yes.
come up and just be, you know, it couldn't be some old Rudy
yes.
who, like, oh, let me just get your number. No, I don't think
mm-mm.
so. And it had to be something
mm-mm.
clever or funny
yes.
or something like that. Or else you were just like, no. I mean,
yes.
it was, you know, we had to put our boundaries up. Now, the stuff I've heard about, the stuff I've seen online, and I just
girl.
Don't understand. I know that men are visual. I know that. However.
Right.
What's going on online, like these filters and these angles, and then it's like men
yeah.
have these unrealistic expectations, from what I hear, these unrealistic expectations, and everybody wants to be with Megan Thee Stallion. Boom. You're not going to be with Megan Thee Stallion. You're not going to be with Cardi
Thank
B. You're not
you.
Going to be with none of them. Because first of all, bruh, first of all, get them shoes together. Okay, what's your resume? You know, I need to hear you say a few words. Shrimp. You know, strawberries.
Thank you.
I need to hear what's you know what I'm saying? Don't come to me like I gotta be 100. Speaking with someone else.
Thank
and
you.
And you down at 50.
Oh my god.
No. Mm-mm. Ciao.
Oh
no. You know, I don't agree with a whole lot of stuff that Steve Harvey says, but one thing that he did say, and I thought it was true, is that he said that. And I'm going way past dating, but I'm going into cheating. And the reason I'm saying cheating is because I feel like men are not held to the same standard that women are. And he said that
no.
men would cheat if there weren't women that were allowing this to happen. And so what I'm saying is, in terms of online dating or any kind of dating, if we as women would take back our power and go, oh, no, we're the gatekeepers. Y'all going to have to work,
ooh,
you know, to impress me,
girl.
To get into my circle. Man,
yes.
we wouldn't have all these problems, but it's just like, it's just
yes.
a snowball of crap now.
Yes. And I'm so happy you brought
oh,
that up
Lord.
Because a lot of times in situations that I don't even get mad. Like, at first I was getting mad and I was like, what is going on? But then I really had
mm-hmm.
to sit back and I had to be like, you know what? But I have to look back and understand what you're used to, what you're seeing. And just like
yes.
you said about women taking back their power. You're not used
mm-hmm.
to women taking back their power or holding on to their power.
No.
So, and I see
right.
the pickings that you have. I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about any woman, not downgrading any woman, but just,
no.
you know, the experiences and stuff that, you know, they men have shared with me and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand. But
right.
I feel like when you have made a decision to be out there to date or, you know, whatever you're trying to do, you have to really, really look at the individual as the individual. You cannot bring in your past. You cannot bring in, well, you know, all women and a particular color, race, age,
right.
or whatever is all
uh-huh.
the same. You can't do it. I feel like it's not fair because then you're going to always be going in a continual circle and you're not going to really find anybody if you're comparing them to that last person or that last relationship
listen.
Or situation that failed.
Listen. I am so glad that you just said that. That just reminded me of something that just happened this week. So I'm in a group on Facebook, you know, how we're in these little groups and stuff. And one of them
right.
is a women's group, and we talk about it. And I posted a question based off a conversation I had with some other people. The question was, some singles were saying I think it started off as a joke, but then it became serious. They said they would be interested in interviewing the ex of the person that they were talking to. I posted that on this Facebook group. Child, some of the women was ready to blow a gasket. And I was trying to be objective, as I always try to be. They
right.
were so mad. And, like, they were like, no, why would I do that? And I can see both sides. I can see someone saying, every relationship is different, so you're not going to get what I got because, you know, the dynamics
right.
are different. But at the same time, a person like me, like, if someone was to ask me, if I had an ex, and they were to ask me, you know, to just give some character reference, I wouldn't try to shade him. Like, unless he was, like, something that was dangerous, you know, a pedophile or a rapist or,
well,
you know,
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that that you could really
like that,
classify
yeah.
and say, do not be with this. But I'm saying just in terms
right.
of us just not making it work, I wouldn't do that. I would just say, these are the things that I experienced. Let's quantify it. So, okay, you know. Did he keep a job when you're together? That's a yes or no question. I don't have to put my feelings into it. You know what I'm saying? So it was
right.
it was kind of back and forth. Like, the women were like going back and forth. It had me cracking up. What are your feelings on that? Would you ever want to interview someone? Would you want to be interviewed?
No, I wouldn't want to. And I wouldn't want to interview because I say this because, like I said, I see both sides. I see both sides. The only thing I would want a heads up from, and just like you said, if it was something serious, a pedophile, rapist, beats on women, stuff like that, I definitely thank you, sis, for the heads up. I appreciate that. But just to sit down and interview or be interviewed about the ins and outs of our relationship or their relationship,
no.
I feel like every relationship, like you said, every relationship is different. Everybody brings different things to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, the person, the individual, they're different at different times. So, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, I was in a relationship, and, yeah, I maybe had an issue with, you know, being faithful and stuff like that. But my mind was in a different place. I was in a different mindset. But over these 5 years, now I'm deciding to get into another relationship, I'm in a different headspace. I have a different way of thinking about relationships whole. So I honestly, I wouldn't want to. And then also some people,
you wouldn't want to?
And just I'm thinking about myself, some people, you know, I might be a little shady and real ugly and just throw in some stuff. No, you don't want to date him because he just, you know.
So. Right. I hear you. But that's what I'm saying. The reason I answer that way is because I'm not a bitter person. So I wouldn't do it. And I'm not saying anybody else would.
Mm-hmm.
Would. And I don't necessarily, like you said, it could be 5 years ago, this person hopefully has grown and changed. So hopefully that's not it. But I guess what that would lead me to ask is, okay, if let's say we're obviously not too many people are doing that, but what kind of safeguards do we have in this modern generation about finding about someone's past? So if I go apply for a job, they're going to do a background check. They're going to do a drug test. They're going to pull a credit report. You know, they're going to do a reference check. But when we're bringing these people into our lives, especially if you are in a situation where you have other responsibilities like children or parents that live with you or a business to protect, you know what I'm saying? How do we safeguard ourselves when we're allowing these people to come in our lives that we really have no, I mean, we know what we're, when we're around them, how we feel, but should we, you know, is it in our best interest now that everything is so modern? We're dating online, we're doing all this stuff super fast. But then when you say, hey, would you feel comfortable if, you know, somebody pulled a credit report on you? Does that tell a whole lot about a person?
Hmm.
Would you want a background check? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we navigate this? And I'm asking for all the singles out here, what's the best way?
Right.
Do you feel comfortable or do you just wing it?
Well, for me, like, and I understand why nowadays, why women and even men are taking, going to that next step and doing credit checks and background checks. I totally get it because you hear those stories. You hear those stories about people who, you know, they've been dating a person for 2 years and get married. And that's, you know, they find out they had a whole nother life and they didn't kill people. I mean, you hear these stories. It's real. So I get it.
Yeah.
But honestly, my answer to that, honestly, I mean, and not saying that a credit report would not be, you know, something good to pull or a background check wouldn't be something to pull, because I actually listened to a word a while back, and it kind of blew my mind. And he was talking about, you know, basically kind of like that whole process to dating and getting ready for marriage. And he listed some items, and actually one of the items was a credit check. One of the items was, and it was, I was like, wow, really? I didn't think about that. But I get that. But honestly, I feel like that maybe comes to a point, you know, like if we've gotten serious, we've been dating for so long and we're talking about marriage and things like that. And because I believe in, I'm a believer, and I've never been married, I've never been engaged, but prayerfully, you know, one day. I believe in counseling. I believe in counseling. I really do believe in counseling before marriage. So I believe if we're at that step of, you know, hey, we're taking it, you know, we're getting serious and we're going to, you know, counseling now, and, you know, we need to talk because we're going to become one. So, you know, yours is mine and mine is yours. So, yeah, I may want to, you know, you can do a credit check on me and you as well. And I feel like, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's just basically just kind of setting the stage of, this is where you're at, this is where I'm at. And this is what we need to do together or individually to come to be as one and be as one, but not only to come as one, just to be as one, but to become as one, to be as one, to be productive. So I feel like that may come
to a
point.
What if you're all in love and y'all moving toward marriage? He pops the question. It's beautiful. All that. Now, you know, you're fully in love, like for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pops the question. And then you're like, okay, yes, and let's do counseling. Then you get to counseling. He's like, okay, let's pull a credit report. And you found out, like, he owes everybody everything, and he's sitting over there looking stupid. Like, but now you in love.
Right.
Now it's like, is it too late? So at what point do should we do it early? Should we do it late? Does it really matter?
No, I feel like you should gauge your relationship, and whatever you feel comfortable, wherever you guys, if you guys decide to do that,
mm-hmm.
wherever you feel comfortable, then go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is, in regards to, like, how do you find these things out about a person? For me, it's honestly dating, like actually getting back to dating. Like, another thing that I'm running into, everybody wants to jump the gun. Like, let's move in.
Meaning?
Let's get married. Let's get engaged. Yeah, I'm very, very serious.
What?
You know, it's for whatever reason, you know, when it's not that you have your place, I have my place. We go out, we do things,
mm-hmm.
we get to know each other. I have to learn you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn me. And in that process,
mm-hmm.
according to, you know, the old school, and my mom and dad, that courting process, that's when you start.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is, and that's not the thing is, you have to really be in tune and have to be serious. Because you can always, you know, meet somebody and y'all go out and it's just whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
we go out, we do whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. But if it's somebody serious that you're really thinking, okay, the next steps with, throughout that courting and dating process, you have to really be in tune and really be observant and alert to what's going on, how they react to things. You know,
right.
when they go out, are they offering to pay, or is it just always you? How are they acting around their family? How are they responding to their kids?
They
have children. How are they doing that? Thank you.
Exactly.
Communicating.
Yeah, like,
communicating is the big thing.
Everything.
How do they communicate?
It's so
I feel like a lot of that
things.
Stuff can be done. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stuff can be done in the dating process. But for whatever reason, we're in that generation where it's just like, no, let's just jump to it. Let's just, you know, I met you.
It's a microwave generation, child. It is. We are in a microwave society. Nobody wants to wait for anything. Listen.
No.
I was told, one of my aunts told me that you need to, when you're dating someone, you need to see them in all four seasons. I'm from a four season state, so that might not apply to everybody. But I think the point of it was, you need to see them at, like, in every situation that you can. That's really going to happen. But you know what, Joy? I see we got a caller calling in from 317 area code. I'm going to pull you up 317 if you're there. So get ready. Let's see what we're talking about here, because you have been diligently waiting. So 1 second, I'm going to pull you right on up. But, yeah, I mean, this is – I know. Hello, 317. Welcome.
Hello. Am I calling into the deep? I'm just fine. Am I calling into the D Hour show?
You are.
This is the D Hour Network, and the show that you're listening to is it's called The Humanness of It All, featuring Joy, and my name is Nika. How are you?
I'm just fine, because I had gotten an invitation, and I used to listen to D Hour, and I was wondering, I said, is this a D Hour show? Because I hadn't seen him. He's from Chicago. Is that the right person who's from Chicago and broadcasts out of Chicago?
He doesn't. Joy, do you know if he broadcasts out of Chicago still?
I don't know where D is actually from. I know there's multiple shows.
Okay.
And everybody
is
in different locations.
Now,
I'm not
still,
sure where
D is from. He's still doing this show live on Blog Talk?
Let me see. You know,
is he doing that one?
He's not doing it anymore. Let me. I'm gonna look
know.
It up for you. While we're talking, and thank you for calling in. I mean,
I thought I would ask that question, but your conversation is very interesting, and I do want to respond to some of the things you've been talking about. I actually run a show that does reordering the marriage vows for the African American for the 21st century.
Oh,
and
we
did a double take on that, because we explored some things like a trial marriage, research and found that there were some people in biblical days who went through trial marriages. And actually, we did some counseling online, and we talked about basically, you know, how to debunk this new wave where they're talking about the swingers, and we were saying we could do better than that. Mm-hmm. We can come up with things where we can allow real dating. So I was on a dating team, which I helped to bring programs, and we had a live program once a month. These people met up, and we had a theme, and people met each other. Sometimes they wouldn't date the same person over again. We became a support mm-hmm. group. Once we got in the circle, we all, you know, continued to we brought the people in, and they dated each other several times under different themes.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had counseling. Mm-hmm. So it went on for about 5 years, and it was very successful.
My goodness.
And
wow.
I hear what you're saying about this social media. It's a fake type of belief that people are not real, and so they don't tend to get
mm-hmm.
serious. So even if you know them personally and see them, they don't speak. So we've got to reorder our own marriage vows for African American, which are so completely different from any other race of people. And that's what I wanted to throw my hat in the ring and say we need to do.
We appreciate that. You know what? I think that's very true. I think that sometimes we have been trying to get our rights. I'm talking about African Americans in America. With this culture that we're in, that we tend to forget that we have our own culture. We do have our own culture.
Right.
And
right.
sometimes we have to adjust. It's like the Jewish people have their own culture, German people have their own, you know, and so it's okay for us to do that. And I think you're right. We do have to kind of reorder it because it doesn't always work the same way as other cultures will. But let me just go back real quick. I need to hear more about a trial marriage. I'm sorry. I need to know what that
is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's new.
I actually took it from the biblical days and did a little research. I do marry, bury, and baptize. I went to theology school, and I do counseling with young couples, and I was doing a lot of counseling with the Islamic people, and I found out so much about their many wives, where they got into polygamy and the understanding of the polygamy. So we did a whole section on polygamy and who created it, why was it created, and did an in-depth thing to give us a better insight to make us more sensitive. So then the trial marriage came up in Christianity. Supposedly that Mary and when Mary was conceived with Jesus, supposedly she had actually supposedly was in a trial marriage to try out the marriage to see if it was going to work and to give it a chance without having intercourse or without conceiving. However, supposedly the Holy Spirit brought about this inception of impregnation. And so because she was pregnant during this trial marriage, then it was a violation of the actual marriage agreement because she wasn't supposed to conceive during that time. So we go on to even talk about a facility called Bethany, and there was a place, a city called Bethany, where Mary, her mother, and Jesus and all of them went to visit Bethany, and nobody can explain this. So we all did some research to find out whose home was in Bethany and why were they going there. It turns out that it was what do you call it, like when you finish getting married, then you go to the home of the woman and you go and reside there. It was a place where groups of spiritual people went to discuss various different things. So this trial marriage was discussed at Bethany. It was sort of like a place where you go for a retreat, and you go there and you talk about spiritual things, you receive counseling. And there's a lady in Illinois that actually has a Bethany home, and she and I were conversing about starting a Bethany home here in Indiana where I'm at. But it's a place where spiritual people can go to get counseling, to talk about spiritual things, to talk about, you know, trial marriages, because truly you can actually be a significant other where you actually are not married, and literally you can cohabitate together. And when you decide to get married, you go to the you know, to the courthouse and then get your documentation to be married. That way you can prevent a lot of different divorces and people having alimony, because that 1 year will tell whether or not you're going to make it, or 5 years.
So So are we talking about shacking? That's what they need to call that shacking.
It's not shacking. You're not cohabitate. Well, you're not intimate with that person. You're basically laying down procedures of saving money, setting up the economic aspect of it, also purchasing property. And the main thing is to purchase property, to have lucrative property in your name, and to also give that woman a dowry. At that point, the man gives the woman a dowry, whether it be monetary, money, or property, and they work towards the economic status the first year without children. So therefore, children cannot be had while you're in this trial marriage, because you're building up the establishment so that when you do get married and go to the courthouse, you are now ready to marry somebody. You have your economic status together, you got your credit together, because a lot of people walk into a marriage and their credit is tore up. And my husband and I did this for 5 years. We had no children. We built our finances. We bought a home. But we were married. But I said, what would happen if people could go into this without tying the knot, obligating them to see how committed you are and see if you can stay the course? And then when you go and get the license, then at that point the wife comes home from work. She's able to start bearing children now and really raising up a family and managing at home.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I love the concept. I really, really do. And it kind of goes back to that traditional, you know, kind of, you know, dating and the way it's supposed to be, opposed to the modern, where everything is just rushed and everything is backwards. And I just say for myself, because I've never been married and I do have children, but when I just kind of reflect on my life and how it should have gone and how it should have been, I would have wanted to have done something like that, to be a little bit more established, be established with my partner, with my mates, before I had children.
And you hit it on the head. You hit it on the hill. On the head, because most people who get married and divorce, it's mainly for financial reasons. And the reason why I say that is because I was one who had an ideal marriage. We were good friends, you know, best friends, and I could never conceive of getting a divorce. But when the finances were bad, it created the animosity in the family, and the finances can tear you apart. And if you got those things in place, you don't have to use all that energy to worry about money. And technically, you can go into it knowing you are secure. And a woman wants to feel secure. And then if a man can't secure her, then that's what brings on the tearing of the marriage, of the fibers, and the marriage starts to deteriorate. But once that finance is together, you got you a house, you got a bank account and saving, you can go into anything at that particular point. It's a preparation period, and you're going through with counseling. The counselor is working with you, helping you. So that's what I see happening.
Wow. Okay.
And you said
I respect
actually,
that.
This is in the Word. This is in the Bible.
What's in the Word? What were you asking?
About the trial marriages and I think you said the Bethany home.
The Bethany home is biblical. You can look that up, because Jesus and Mary Magdalene and his mother, they all went to Bethany. And when they went to Bethany, people kept saying, whose marriage is this? Do you remember when they said, Jesus, there is no wine? And Jesus said, why would you bother with me now? It's not my time yet. In other words, that's when he was asked to turn water into wine. And usually you don't go into someone's home taking over the hostess role unless you're the host. So there is a big question now, was Jesus the host? Because he took control of making the wine. But that was his first miracle, and they were in the town of Bethany. And supposedly Mary Magdalene was from Bethany.
Okay.
Mm.
So you can look that up. It is biblical.
Yep.
So we take it from that big biblical point, and we say, okay, nobody seems to know whose marriage it is. They keep saying it's God marrying or Jesus marrying the church. And they said, no way, that didn't happen until later. So there's still a question about whose wedding was this. But there's a lot of documentation about trial marriages in the Bible and how they use those marriages to help lay the foundation, give the woman a dowry. So you don't need to write up a proposal in case somebody pulls out a marriage. Now you got to pay them. The dowry was the payment.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you know what? That gives everybody some homework if you're more interested in that. Caller, did you want to leave some information on how, if you have an organization, did you want to leave something? Do you have a website?
Yeah.
We'd be more than happy to let you give a shout out.
I do have. I want to give a shout out to The Hour. That was my support system when I was on regularly. I was on Blog Talk for 10 years, and I'm on off and on now. However, we are going to be doing wellness and health. I would invite everyone to come in and listen to my guest speaker. She's going to be talking about chi and hemp oil CBD. So we're into the health phase, and we're doing a lot with health. And we do we actually are Oracle Divination Network, and you can find us on the Blog Talk station. And do come out and give me the 2 thumbs up and support me and be a follower. And I will be happy to be your friend. Okay?
Okay. Again, that
thank
was Oracle.
Oracle Divination
Oracle.
Network. Oracle Divination Network.
O-R-A-C-L-E.
Oracles.
Yep, gotcha.
And we do quite a bit with the paranormal and spirituality.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in today. And for you and everyone else that's listening to us, you can always find us every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We definitely appreciate your input today. And we see all you other ones listening here. We're going to continue on with our conversation with Joy and me, Nika, about that was very interesting. Would you not say
that was
really, never?
Yes, I did. I love that. And that kind of ties, again, going back to the humanness of it all. Like, we can all, you know, the humanness is kind of like those areas of being vulnerable and kind of sharing our experiences. But it's always good to kind of have someone to kind of wheel you back in and kind of give you the right way.
Yep.
So, you know, we talk about dating and relationships, what's gone wrong, what's going on. And then when you have somebody who kind of brings, you know, or whatever your belief is, I'm not trying to, you know, zone in on one particular thing, but, you know, kind of just, you know, bring you back to the right way of doing things. Because I believe that no matter what your spiritual belief is, what she was speaking on, that's kind of that's the right way of doing things. You want to become established first. And just like you said with the woman, you know, we want to feel secure. And then so when we're able to, when we decide to get married and have children, we're able to actually raise our children and nurture our children without, you know, the stress and the madness that, like she mentioned, finances can bring. So thank you again for sharing, because we needed that. We needed that because we share and things like that. But it's always good to have somebody to kind of take that venting and that sharing and kind of just, like I said, just wheel it back in. And this is actually how it's supposed to, and this is what, you know, it used to be. And, you know, throw out some ideas, pretty much give people an opportunity to think another way. That's how I see it.
I can take pieces of different things that I like. And what I really can resonate with is, although I'm not going to lie, I probably would not be able to do a year in a house with a man that I was trial married, non-married, or pre-married, anything, unless I'm just not attracted to him. But if I had feelings for him, I'm a mess that up. You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we may not have kids. That would be hard. So, I mean, shout out to people that can do it. However, what I will say is this. I definitely understand the point of, now that I'm older, I see, now when I used to you know, hear the elders talk, the elder women, and they would say, child, you got to marry for security. You don't marry for love. And I used to think, that's the craziest thing in the world. Why would you not marry for love? How can I marry somebody I don't love? Now I understand what they meant. And that doesn't mean that you don't love the person that you're marrying with for security, but I think what she was saying, the caller was saying, is like, you want to make sure that you guys have something established so that you don't have to break apart off on finances or, you know, or bad decisions, you know, when it comes to, you know, just running life. Because being in love, the feeling of in love is only going to take you, you know, so far.
So far.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what is Tina Turner saying? What does love got to do with this?
She said that. She
and
said
I understand that.
Yeah.
I get it now. Because when you go through situations with you know, people that you've been in relationships with, husband, whatever, and then you know you come up against stuff, and you know, a lot of people like to throw up, well, we're in love. But again, what does love have to do with this? We got going on right now.
Exactly.
Like, I'm still gonna probably love you before, after, and during, but right now, you know. So I get that. I totally get that. Like you said, I don't think I'll be able to. It would take a lot of prayer. It would have to be prayer. Because, I don't know.
So when you
that'd be difficult, but I mean, are you gonna be people who could do that and believe in that? Like, I give you all the props, seriously, because that takes a lot of sacrifice. That takes a lot of like willpower, like focus. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that, and I feel like you really have to be serious. Like, this is not one of those things. Well, yeah, I like her, I like him. You know, let's do this. No, you really have it's a commitment.
Yeah.
So those people
that's very specific. Yeah, that's a very specific kind of thing. Like, you got to be prepared for that. And not to say it can't work. I'm just saying, But so when you get married, Joy, are you going to marry for love or security?
Oh, my God. You know what? Honestly, Nika, I don't even, where I'm at right now in my life, like, I want to be married. And I'm telling everybody this, whoever's listening, I want to be married. I do. But I've had people tell me, Joy, go get you an old man with a pension who can take care of you and them kids. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I said, but the first thing that comes to my head is, well, what if I don't love him? What if I don't like him? What if I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to just marry somebody just because, I mean, of course, yes, we want security, yes. I believe every woman wants security, whether you like them or don't like them. We want security. But I want to be able to enjoy life with you. I don't want to just be able to just marry you to say, oh, well, he, you know, he got a good job, or he's a great provider, and then end it at that, period.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to enjoy life. So, and I always told myself I wanted to marry my best friend. I always said that I wanted the person that I marry, I want that person to be my best friend. I want that person to, you know, and the reason I say that is because regardless of if we get married, it's not successful, or a relationship, or it's not successful, at the end of the day, we still have our friendship. Because I've been in relationships where a lot of times it everything breaks up. Like, I don't want to be a friend no more. I don't even want So I always say I want to marry.
Then your friends, your mutual friends have to choose who they gonna still be friends with. It's just
exactly. It messes up a lot. It really does. Like, you don't really understand. You really don't understand until after a relationship doesn't work out, to how many people are actually affected. And if you have kids and they've gotten to know that person, that's another headache.
Girl.
And it's like, oh,
the dog.
Lord.
don't come look at the dog.
Don't ask me about him. You're not going to see him no more, okay? So
we got somebody calling in from a 404 number. We're going to bring 404 in on this, but you is crazy. I know that's right. He said, don't even ask about him. Okay,
don't ask me about him.
We got a 404 on the line. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the humanist of it all.
Hey.
Oh, that's a familiar voice. Hey.
Yes, it is.
Is that the one and only Jamie? Yes, it is. Hey, you guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. So I have, been listening. There's so many different things being talked about tonight, and I don't even know where to start. let's start with the online dating, because I have been doing that for the last couple of years, and it hasn't been working out for me at all.
What does that mean? What do you mean it hasn't been working out? What are you running into, Jamie? Like, what have you run into with the online dating?
I have run into, I have run into what I thought I met online, and what I see in person is not the person that I thought, that I thought I knew.
Yes.
I've ran into a lot of situations where all it is an online kind of relationship. Like, there's no picking up the phone and wanting to talk. It's texting and communication through social media. And, I'm old school. I'm used to being on the phone up late at night, talking on the phone, kicking it with you. And a lot of the time it's constant texting. And I'm like, look, if you can't hold a conversation, don't even call me. Like, don't even text
that
me.
Part.
So
wow.
It's that kind
wow.
of those kind of things, and it's just I don't really know if it's really just online dating. I just think that it's just this whole new generation that we're growing up, that we're around. You know, we all are old school. We know what we're used to, but it seems like everyone's following this new generation, and everything has to be social media, and everything has to be through. It's not like it used to be, grow up texting. We didn't have cell phones like that. We talked on the phone and we went on real dates. And a date now is come over to my house and Netflix and chill.
And chill, exactly.
It's not going to the movies or a walk in the park. Now you can't even go in a walk with a park. You don't know who you dealing with. He been to snatch you up and... took you somewhere, like, you can't even do that no more. It's crazy, but.
So I think what you're saying, you just brought up a good point. Let me just say this. What you said was very, very key, that everyone's following the new generation. And I'll say this is, for me, what I see is this is different. Let's take it back to the 90s. So people that were adults, like full adults, and dating, say you were in your early 20s in the 90s or in the 80s, you dated with your generation. You didn't have to follow the next new ones, like the ones that was coming up, that was just growing up, however they were dating. Well, I guess cell phones was kind of coming out then, but take it back further. It was like you dated the way your generation dated. Now, everyone is doing it the way that, what's the generation we're in now? We're not, what is this, millennials? Now everyone's doing it the way millennials do. And it's dude, you're not a millennial. You're like 50.
Yeah.
You can't do.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
key. I think what you said is on point, that everyone's trying to do that generation, and you can't. It looks a mess. You're old.
Yeah, that's not how we grew up. That's not how it is.
And I'm so happy you brought that up, Nika, because I think that is, and that kind of helped out for me. Because that's kind of what I'm running into. Because what's blowing my mind is the guys are usually older than me that I usually date, and they are wanting to date and do things with the new generation. Yeah. And I'm always back like, hold up, you too old. We are too old.
Right,
like,
collectively.
No, so that's where the frustration comes in, because they're trying to hang with the new. And trying to still stay hip or whatever. I don't know what they're trying to do. And it's frustrating because I'm still stuck, like you said, in my generation and how we did it. And you're trying to adapt and try to stay with this new generation, and it's not working. It's not working. So
exactly.
I think that is I'm getting the frustration at it.
Yeah. I feel like part of my frustration of the online dating or just dating now is that, you know, guys, if they're used to a woman, you know, a woman is online and they want you to send a picture of yourself and, you know, they want you to take a picture and they're expecting, you know, shots of your body and they're expecting all these provocative pictures.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, then, you know, they don't want to talk to you because they're so used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like these women out, there's a lot of women out here that are okay with showing everything and giving them pictures and, you know, show me, you know, and I'm just like, did you just really just text me or call me and ask me to send you a picture of my private parts? Like, are you serious? Like, what is wrong with you? But this is what they're used to. And they're your age, and they are like my age, like 42 years old. Like, we didn't grow up, like, we don't do that. But that's what they're used to. So it's like, how do you get somebody, you know, I don't, it's like, where
like,
are the ones that
send me a
are like,
send me a screenshot of your checking account. If you do that, send me a screenshot of your checking account, and I will send you a picture.
That part.
Okay?
Seriously.
And it better be
what that account look
it's
like?
Point.
What that account look like? That's
yeah.
What I'm saying?
What? Yeah. I'm telling you, it is. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, you run into, and it's just really, you know, at the age of 42, I'm just like, what? You know, and I've tried to date older. And I've dated my age and even younger, but I'm just like, at this point, I don't even know if it really matters what the age is at this point. It's just finding somebody that is just old school or just down to earth and just really straight to the point. What do you want? And just keeping it real, keeping it 100. Like, it's so hard. And as far as the trial marriage, I don't even know if that would... I don't even know if that would even help either. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking it's kind of like shacking up, but I guess it's not. But it's not.
You're not having sex and you're not bringing in children. Not having children
right.
either. I think that was
the
key.
Oh, okay.
But my thing is,
I mean, I don't.
My question would be,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess I'd be like, okay, we're buying property together, but. How's that gonna work if we don't work out?
Yeah.
I mean, again,
right?
What's gonna happen?
Or not even that. What if you change your mind? Or what if you decide?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, I really don't want to do this. And we've already
we got this whole land,
property,
like we
did all this stuff, and then you're like, I've changed my mind.
Then
what do you do?
And you didn't even hit it. Now I'm really pissed. Because we got to split this plot of land up, and I don't even know what's going on with you. Never mind. I'm not going. Okay, so let me keep it PG. Okay, so let me ask y'all this.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there is a value? Okay, so let's talk about the different types of online dating. So there's Tinder, which is free, right? I mean, the basic one is free, Tinder.
Yeah.
And then there's
right.
the other ones, Plenty of Fish. I mean, there's probably a whole lot.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
They're free.
They're all free. And if you want the premium, you want premium package. And,
right. You can pay for an upgrade. You can upgrade yourself. But at the same time, I mean, it's gotten. But honestly, a lot of the upgrade and all that extra stuff, it's just because we're in the era of likes and shares and stuff like that. So what I've run into, especially with online dating, is I've met guys. Like, they send you a message, and you're like, hey, how are you? Whatever. Oh, well, I just want to let you know I'm a rapper. I'm a local rapper, upcoming rapper. I got this going. And I'm like, hold up. So you promoting yourself? This is not no.
Yeah.
You're not dating.
Yeah.
You're promoting
okay.
yourself.
Yeah.
So they're using these dating sites as another outlet to promote themselves. So you get caught up in that, too. So, you can upgrade yourself, and you can go premium and platinum and all that. But what is that? Are you really trying to find somebody, or are you just trying to get likes and views?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, and I hear that. I guess I didn't know that aspect of it. But what I was going to say was, do you think there's value in – okay, so I'm talking about the free ones versus the ones that you pay and put time into, like eHarmony and Match or whatever, where you have to create these huge, long profiles.
do you think that would make a difference in the type of person you would meet? Because they have actually been fought and
No.
Okay.
And the reason, the reason I say that is because I met a lady that I used to work with, and she was the same thing. She was military, been traveling around, and she finally decided to, you know, really started to date and things like that. She was in a marriage, it didn't go well. So she was actually signed up for a service that she paid for monthly. She paid for this service monthly. They would go in, interview the ladies. They go in, interview the men. They're supposed to match you up. So she told me about a date she had. I was like, okay, well, how did the date go? She says, well, he stood me up. I said, what? I said, yeah, he stood me up. And she was like, I paid for this girl. I said, oh, did you? And I couldn't understand. I just couldn't wrap my mind around her paying to meet somebody. And then I was giving her a list of free online sites and just free events where you can go out and meet people. Because I couldn't wrap my mind around that concept of paying to meet somebody. But so for me, I think it's a no. I think it's a total no.
Okay. So either way.
I used to think that I've never paid myself, but I used to think that, oh, you know, maybe if I pay, you know, the premium package, I get a better selection.
Hold on, y'all. Huh? Hold on. Somebody has major feedback. Did y'all just switch up something on your phone? Somebody change their headset or go get in the car?
Hold on. It may be me. Let me.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah, whatever you did, I can't hear it now. Okay, go ahead, Jane. I think Joy might be making a move, y'all.
So what I was saying was
she's multitasking, y'all.
Oh, okay. I was saying that I used to think that if I paid money for it, it would be I might get let me get a different selection of men. You know, maybe if I pay for the premium package.
Right.
I would, you know, get a different selection. But I really honestly don't think that would actually make a – it might make a difference a little bit. You might not run into all of the people, you know, the ones that just ain't really trying to really do nothing. But I don't think it would be that big of a difference. I don't really feel like it would.
I was just wondering.
I think you're still going to run into –
But why
I just feel like you're still going to run into the bad,
huh? Why would they put so much time? Because I heard that, like, eHarmony, you have, like, it takes a long time to set up the profile. Like, it's not just an easy just.
It does. And I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie. I started to fill out an application for, was it eHarmony or one of them? And I stopped because it was too much. Like, it was like a homework assignment. Like, you know, it was so much
right.
you had to do. So maybe it is true. You know, I never tried it. Maybe I need to try it. I never did because I ain't going to lie. I just said, oh, no, I'm not doing all this. I mean, you know, they want everything.
But that's what I'm saying. If you get to a guy or if you're a guy looking for a girl or a girl looking for a girl, whatever, whatever you're looking for, if you saw the amount of effort that they had to put into that, wouldn't you think they would be a little more serious? Like, why
I would think
all
they
that
might be a little bit more serious because I do think they probably would be because they are putting in the extra effort to do this because they want to meet someone versus somebody just picking up the phone and downloading the app and you swiping bam, bam, bam for free.
Right.
You're going to, you know,
it just seems super lazy.
It's
the effort level to me. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be crazy or that it's going to be a good fit,
but I'm
just saying, in terms of effort, it's like, the free ones, like you said, the swiping, that's the easiest thing. Like, you ain't even, you're just swiping. Like,
there's so many of them now that are free.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is. It's so many now, like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's just crazy. And, yes, you run into some crazy stuff, you know. I mean, it's just gotten to the point where it's just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, I'm about tired of the whole online dating thing too.
Listen, I'm developing. Just so y'all know, I'm developing an app. I got some other stuff going on. I'm always, you know, trying to see what kind of problems I can solve. As I know all of y'all are, but let me just give you this one because I'm not going to be able to do it. I don't have time. But let me just give you some free game real quick. If anybody's out there that wants to develop a new dating app, this is my idea. Okay, this is what I think.
I think nobody knows you. Nobody knows you better than your best friend. I think there should be an app.
Sure.
For my best friend, she can't even go on there and look. I'm looking. I know her. I'm looking at the people, and I'm swiping or whatever I'm doing. And if he ain't looking right, she ain't gonna waste her time. Like, she's losing no sleep. So I'm going on as a best friend. And once me and him, we going back and forth a little bit about what he's got to offer, what does he want to know about her without her being involved, then that's when they can link up. But not until I give the 100% okay. I don't know what y'all want to call it, but that's free game. Go ahead and develop that. We need some filters.
Right.
Filters,
man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I don't know. Y'all got some last words you want to talk about this whole dating thing? Because it is crazy. I don't think it's slowing down. That's the scary part.
No, it's not slowing down. I want to say I'm praying that everybody just finds that one that's
ooh,
meant
boy.
For them. I'm claiming it for myself. I'm claiming it for everybody.
Yeah.
It's definitely a journey. It's definitely a journey. And I'm not going to lie. I've enjoyed it, but it's just I am enjoying it. But it can be difficult at times. It can be difficult at times. But I feel like dialogue like this, it helps out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you hear, oh, you know, I'm going through the same thing, girl. I was doing this, I was doing that. You know, it helps. It kind of makes the whole little process a little bit better.
That's where
we just all kind of come to the online.
Yeah.
You know, it's always goes back to, you want to meet somebody, you know, go online. You can meet somebody. I know before it used to be, well, if you want to meet somebody, go to church. You can meet somebody at church, or if you want to meet somebody, go to the club. You can meet somebody. You know, so but now it's, oh, you want to meet somebody? Go ahead and download the app. Yeah, you can make you a profile picture. You can. So that's just kind of where we are.
Yep, that's where we are now, and I don't, you know, a lot of people say, well, you need to get offline, you need to go out, and you know, people online are crazy, and right now, these days, it don't matter where you go, you can go,
very true,
you know, meet somebody at the mall, at church, it don't matter, you know, crazy is crazy, it don't matter where you meet them at, it's just
very true.
You still have to be cautious. When you're dating, just like you would if you met them in the streets, you know, you don't invite them into your home too soon. You don't, you know, get too close to them. Try not to get too close to them too soon. I know that can be hard too. So, you know, it's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I
would just like to offer that I still believe that. How do I say this? So, okay, you guys heard of Meetup, right? The Meetup groups. I kind of feel like that's kind of a nice little in-betweener thing if you're not ready, if you're having trouble online, because it speaks to your interest.
Meetups are nice.
So they have, you know, you get together in groups. So I think that meetups are cool, or even if it's not the actual Meetup app, shout out to them. They're doing a great job. But I'm just saying, just doing your interest. So if you really like to skate, stay skating. You know what I'm saying? Go, even if you don't, if you're not going to meet anybody, just go skating. You know what I'm saying? If you like to camp or fit, whatever it is, you know, start to go in those groups, because the benefit of that is not only are you around people that have some of your same interests, so the likelihood that if you met someone in there, you know, you would have some similar interests, which is cool. You could hang out with them based on that and just get to know them. But you might meet other people, so you might meet someone that's a woman. If you're looking for a man, she might be like, you know what, I've been around her for a while, you know, we go and do, you know, bingo every night, she's cool. And I got a cousin that's just single, I got a brother, you know what I'm saying? You just never know. So I just say, you know, like you said, Joy, I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying for everybody that wants to have someone in their life. They find that person, finds them, or they find that person.
Oh yeah.
I'm forever the optimist, so I know that there is definitely someone for everybody. Now, whether people is ready to settle down and quit trying to be young just because you can take a blue pill or because you can put a man weave on, don't worry. Don't even try it. Because at some point, we going to swim. So both our weaves coming off. So what are we gonna do? Who
I'll be all right. Oh, word to that.
So yes, well, it is. It's we're a little bit over for tonight, but it was a very fun show. I thought it was fun.
Yeah,
you think it was fun? Y'all had fun?
Yes.
I hear y'all there in Blog Talk Talkosphere. Thank y'all for listening to the humanness of it all. We want to just send out. I want to send out peace and light to everyone. Y'all can send out what you want to send out. But I appreciate you being here and listening to my voice. It's a little Weezy Jefferson-ish today. I'm going to drink some honey tea.
Okay.
Next time I'll be sounding a little bit like it. Anything else, y'all?
And thank y'all for calling. I want to thank y'all for just calling in. I think every show we've had, Nika, we've had somebody to call in since we started back up.
Yes.
So I just want to thank y'all for calling in and being engaged. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but that's one of my prayers for the show. Just for people just to call in, just the engagement. I'm big on discussion. I love to talk. Anybody knows me, I love to talk. So
I just
appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all just for taking the time, one, for listening, for sharing, if you're sharing, and not only that, but taking the time just to call in and chime in on the conversation. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And just ask
we
you
do.
Guys,
continue
to do that, because we want to hear your voices. We want to hear what you got to say, and just get the dialogue going and the conversation going. So I appreciate y'all. Appreciate you guys for that.
Okay. So we'll see you in 1 week. Oh, you know what? I didn't think about this. Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday, so there's going to be one Thursday we won't be here with you. However, we'll be here next week.
Right.
You can check us out on Facebook at – where are we at on Facebook, Joy?
No, we don't have a Facebook page. We probably need to come up with the humanness of it all Facebook page. You will.
Yeah.
But our individual Facebook page, you can come up. You can find me on Joy on Facebook. And on Instagram with two I's. Yes, it's J. Thank you. J-O-I, you guys. Not Joy, J-O-I. And Instagram, New Joy. So that's where you can find me if you guys want to, you know, drop me a conversation, drop me something. Just say hello. I don't care.
Exactly. And if anybody has a responsible man in his, you know, mid-ages that, you know, wants a cool, smart, beautiful sister that's ready to settle down, hit us up. You're going to go
thank
get her
you.
Best friend first.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Have a good week.
Have a good one, y'all. Bye.
Better off dead. That there in my last, oh, black, whatever. Whatever.
Saturday.